And now we are finally ready to understand Oedipus Rex. I had originally planned to present it to you in all its awesome grandeur as a refutation of Adorno's attack. My defense of Oedipus was to be based on frankly showing the tricks for what they are, exposing them as eclectic incongruities up there in the abstract sphere. I hate to use this jargon, but we're stuck with it. Misalliances up there in that circle that create ever more intense dramatic irony, ultimately producing a work of Aristotelian pity and terror by wholly original means. For example, the initial misalliance of setting the Sophocles Cocteau text in Latin, of all things, a dead language, not even in Greek, another dead language, that would be too close to the subject, Latin, deliberately done to create a distance and objectivity which results from making the text completely unintelligible. Well, you can't get more objectivistic than that to write a whole musical drama, a combination opera-oratorio lasting 55 minutes in which the audience can't understand a single word. Then I was going to point out endless quotes and allusions to specifically classical or pre-classical composers, like these overwhelming opening bars where the chorus is imploring Oedipus to deliver Thebes from the plague. Now those four notes are like the head of a Bach fugue subject, but rendered stark and uncompromising, much more than they could be in Bach, by the modern so-called dissonances used against it. And when Oedipus responds to his people and says, "Children, I will deliver you from the plague," is this not the melismatic sound of 17th century opera? Or even the later opera seria? Liberi vos liberavo. Could be Rameau or maybe Gluck.